It was going to happen. The moment I've been waiting for since the day I knew what it was. I was going to have sex for the first time. My only regret was that I'd waited so long, but it wasn't like it was by choice. Being labeled the class nerd since middle school didn't boast a whole lot of sex appeal with the females. The only time they sought me out was when they needed help studying for finals or someone to do their homework for them. Too bad I never had the balls to suggest the cheerleading squad ought to exchange something for my services. But I wasn't a dick. Instead, I helped whoever needed it and never uttered a harsh word to anyone. It kept the school's sports teams, or as I dubbed them, the douchebags on roids, from making me a target for their bullying, and provided me with enough fake friends that I wasn't a social outcast. Just a nice nerd. A nerd who had yet to get laid. But now? Now my moment had finally arrived, and I won't be going to Woodside University a lowly virgin after all. A soft moan fills the air, and the long legs that are wrapped around my head begin shaking. "Jesus, Landon. Oh, God, I'm gonna come." She purrs, and I continue to lap at her. Like I always say, studying really pays off. I suck her clit at a steady pace and continue finger-fucking her to the point of oblivion. A moment later, I get a mouthful of her orgasm. Damn, pussy tastes good. I could have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I wipe my mouth with the back of my hand and stare down at her as she fights to catch her breath. I try like hell not to smile from ear to ear. Amber Alpine, captain of the dance squad, is currently spread eagle in my bed. I never thought I'd see the day. Hoped like hell for it, but never thought my wish would actually become reality. Her blonde hair is splayed out over my pillow, and her peach-colored nipples are standing at full attention, just begging to be sucked on. I crawl up her body and proceed to pull them into my mouth, lavish them with my tongue, giving each one the attention it deserves. My cock is so hard, I feel like I'm about to come before I even get a chance to accomplish what it is we came up here to do. I reach into the nightstand and roll on a condom. With a grin, I prop her legs on my shoulders and press my hips forward. Jesus Christ, this is the best feeling in the world. So warm and wet. So mine. There's no way this moment can get any better. That is, until she utters her next statement. Fuck me doggy style. It's my favorite. I want it rough and hard. She pants, looking like an addict waiting for her next hit. With a growl, I quickly flip her over and proceed to do exactly that. The next 4 years are going to be the best 4 years of my life. Of that, I am goddamn certain.